We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Get that new KISW face mask, and also get the old KISW face mask. I mean, whichever one you want. We got the old skull design. We got the new camo design.
Go vintage or go current.
Yeah. Vintage being what, 6 months ago?
Maybe like a year out.
Yeah, I mean, that's vintage for us at this point. It feels like it with COVID. It feels like everything's vintage pre-COVID. But you know what? This mask is against COVID. That we can all agree with. We're against COVID. We're pro-KISW mask. Vote today with your money at KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
To be Migs, and it's time to pump it up from under. Oh, yeah.
Pump it up.
Pump it up. I don't know, though, but I mean, I have nothing to be pumped up for.
It's the last Monday of January in 2021.
Yeah.
There's a reason, maybe.
Yeah. I, okay.
We're always moving forward.
Okay.
It's making it happen. No.
January always takes forever.
It does. Yeah.
Well, I'm disappointed because I was rooting for the Buffalo Bills, where I used to live in that part of the country. That stinks. And then Tom Brady, I mean, there's no way anybody would have predicted this. I would like to know what the odds were for people at the beginning of the season picking Tampa Bay to go to the Super Bowl.
Like one of those people that just always buys one ticket in Vegas.
Probably like a hardcore fan. It's like, screw it. Yeah. I know my team's not going to win, but I'm putting $100 down on this.
And they're just hoping and praying now at this point.
I have something for you to look forward to this week.
Oh, yeah?
This week is palindrome week.
Yes, it is.
That's right.
Oh, good call.
That means that every day this week, you could read the same date backwards and forward.
Mm-hmm. Oh, digitally speaking.
So 125-21 or backwards 125-21.
Oh, that is kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah. Tomorrow you can do it, too.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Hell, if you want to do it on Friday, you're more than welcome to. Happy palindrome week, BJ.
Thanks, buddy. Wow, that
See, that's something to be pumped up for.
Nothing better.
All right, okay, fine. Thanks.
Let's get to our contestant. We got Nathan Olympia. Nathan, are you there?
Hey, I'm here, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nathan.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
All right, I will.
And then come right back. For those playing at home, Nathan will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Nathan, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What phenomenon is named for the French words for already seen?
Deja vu.
Yes. Alicia Keys has been a judge on what competitive singing show?
Ooh, The Voice.
Yes. What gas is the main component in natural gas?
Methane?
Yes. The Stand is a 2020 CBS show based off of which author's work?
Stephen King.
Yes. Which first?
I said that. Love that book.
Nice. Which first lady who passed in 2018 was nicknamed the Silver Fox?
Ooh, pass.
What year of the early 90s did Jerry Springer turn 50?
91, 2, 3.
3, yes. On which continent did turkeys originate?
Ooh, Africa?
No.
Asia?
No.
Europe?
No. Who was Brad Pitt's first wife?
Ooh, Angelina Jolie. No, that's not right. Pat.
How many eyelids does a duck have?
3?
Yes.
2?
Who played Vincent Vega in Pulp Fiction?
Samuel Jackson?
No! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, correct.
How can a duck have 3 eyelids? Wouldn't it be 6?
Why would it have...
Are you talking both eyes? Is one eye has 2 eyelids? I guess
maybe that would be like that. I guess I could have put on each eye.
Oh, maybe so that answer's really not correct by your own situation. It should be 6.
But he got the right answer, so that works out.
All right.
Because that was the answer I was looking for.
Yeah, but it's not the right answer. Just because you were looking for it, it's not the right answer. How many eyelids is it? It has 6 eyelids if it's got 2 eyes.
What if he only has 1 eye? What if he's a pirate duck? You don't know.
You'll have to accept both answers, I guess.
Yeah, you're going to... I really... Well, okay. How did he get right?
He got 6 correct.
And that make the 6th right there?
Yes.
I mean, look, I want this guy to win because I just want to play a song, but all right.
And you don't know about ducks' lifestyles. They might only... Like I said, only 1
eye. I'm done talking to you.
No, fine.
Right. For a minute, I thought there was a weird thing, but it turns out it was your mistake. That's why I was asking, because I thought, that's kind of weird.
It's not technically a mistake if I don't finish out the question the way it would be correctly done.
I'm
still not technically wrong.
What?
All right, whatever.
All right.
Steve!
Are you ready? I'm going to give a shout out.
Oh, nice.
Baby Tatum's in the car right now, so just say what's up, Baby Tatum. She's not driving, of course.
Oh, wow.
What the hell, dude? I thought your kid was advanced.
Yeah. I know. We're trying. She just figured out how to work a straw.
All right, fair
so,
enough.
You know, next
a straw? Wow. Yeah,
they make these straws that have like little dots on them, like little ridges. And that somehow, once they teach them to wrap their lips around the straw and start sucking.
Wow. Oh, I didn't know they had like starter straws, like with training wheels or whatever.
A straw right there. Yeah, and within like seconds, she now knows how to suck out of a straw.
That's amazing.
It's impressive.
This is new technology. We didn't have that back when anybody I had was a kid.
So shout out to little Tatum.
Oh, thank you, Tatum.
Is Tatum shouting out herself?
Oh, she always has nice things to say to me. She's a good kid.
She just wanted to say hi to you, BJ.
Hi, Tatum.
I'm going to win it for you, Tatum.
Now are you ready?
Oh, yeah. La, 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 la.
What phenomenon is named for the French words for already seen?
Deja vu.
Yes.
Ooh.
Alicia Keys has been a judge on what competitive singing show?
American Idol?
No.
The Voice.
Yes.
Yes.
What gas is the main component in natural gas?
Methane.
Yes.
Oh.
The Stand is a 2020 CBS show based off of which author's work?
Stephen King.
Yes.
Yes.
Which first lady who passed in 2018 was nicknamed the Silver Fox?
Oh, Barbara Bush.
Yes. What year of the early 90s did Jerry Springer turn 50?
Early 90s. 91.
No.
1990.
No.
1992.
No.
Damn it. 93.
In which on which continent did turkeys originate?
Turkey.
No.
Oh. North America?
Yes.
Oh,
nice.
Please.
Who was Brad Pitt's first wife?
Oh, Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
Yeah.
How many eyelids does a duck have?
3?
Yes. Who played Vincent Vega in Pulp Fiction?
John Travolta.
Yes. And Steve, you win. And since it's nice, 6-9.
Yes.
Sorry, Nathan.
Hey, it's all good. Hey, can I still give a shout out real quick?
No. Just kidding. Go ahead.
That's cool. But... Hey, shout out to the Olympia Clean Team, man. Dream Team. We made it, baby.
Nice.
You made it, buddy.
What'd you guys make?
I just work downtown, and we watch y'all shows religiously, and I've been trying to call in forever, and I finally made it on today, so.
Well congrats, Nathan.
Right. Give it out a shout.
Even if you lost.
Yeah.
You disappointed all of your buddies.
Win, lose, or draw.
Steve, I have a question to ask you.
Nice.
Because, of course, you and Rev have a brain that thinks
the
same.
I love it.
What did I do? Don't say I'm just going to ask you a question when your song's over.
Okay.
It's a good song.
Tina Turner.
I don't understand. I don't understand how brains work this way.
Maybe you have the weird brain, buddy.
Yeah, well, this is why I hate trivia. Steve, how many eyelids do a human have?
2.
How many eyelids does a duck have?
I figured it wouldn't be 2 if he's asking the question.
Why would you go 2 on a human and only 3 on a duck?
Well, that's a personal question, BJ. My daughter's listening, so I'm not going to answer that. because two seemed like a no-brainer. So I was like,
well, I'm not making fun of you.
Yeah.
But the thing is this. How could, two eyelids on a human because, well, you have one eyelid on each eye. That's why humans have two eyelids. So a duck has two eyes. Why wouldn't it be at least an even number of eyelids?
Which would be six. In my head, I was like, okay, maybe it'll be four.
Yeah.
But I decided to throw out three just for poops and giggles.
So the correct answer is actually six because most ducks have two eyes and therefore they have two sets of eyelids.
Would have added three little words, just said on each eye.
And don't humans have two eyelids on each eye? You said one on each.
Do they have two eyelids on each eye?
One, two. No.
Is that one?
Oh, no, the eyelid is the top part, Vicky. The bottom, we don't count the bottom.
Well, like I was looking it up and it says you have two per each eye.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Oh, we have four.
Babe, can you stop listening to our show? You were making our daughter dumber.
I would never have thought that. We have four eyelids?
Huh.
Oh,
how
all right
about
then.
That?
Okay.
Oh. So why does a duck only have three?
I don't know. A duck has six. He's wrong.
I don't even know.
He's wrong.
Why do they have six, though?
Well, maybe. That I don't know. They have three on each eye. We have
like
two
a triangle
on each eye.
Of eyelids?
Yeah. I didn't look this up.
No, he doesn't know.
That's crazy. I don't want to look.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go. We have four. So they call the bottom part an eyelid? The eyelids.
Well, what else would it be?
Well, it doesn't do anything.
It covers the bottom half of your eye.
Oh, I really thought that didn't move, really, and it was just the top part we called the eyelid. And the other
one's like on a Tupperware, you don't have, both parts aren't lids. One's a lid and the other bottom part.
But it's all one container.
Well, Vicky looked it up, so, all right.
So it must be true.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
The internet doesn't lie, Steve.
Well, that's very true.
Okay. All right, well, so we all learned something today. I
don't know what we learned.
Well, I learned I hate trivia. I mean, because the fact I would be screaming my ass off if I got that question wrong.
Now, never bringing you to a bar.
Well, you say how many, when you go, how many soccer players run a field at one time? You go the whole field. So it's like, how many eyelids does a duck have? You go the whole set of eyelids. That's what that's what I was thinking you were doing, but I hate trivia. Hey, how about this? I have something in common with Joe Biden.
Uh-oh.
All right, well, I don't, but my daughter does.
Oh, about the age, but yeah, okay.
No, are you kidding me? There's at least one guy I can say is older than me.
Yeah, very much so, yes.
Turns out Joe Biden cannot bring his Peloton exercise bike into the White House. I didn't know Joe had a Peloton.
I heard about this, and this was like an issue. Like, he's a Peloton guy.
Yeah, and if you don't know much about Pelotons, the bike is connected to the internet. And so a cybersecurity expert said, here's why you can't have this in the White House, Joe.
The fact that a Peloton bike is connected through the internet, that in itself is a huge concern. That's where hackers will target and exploit. They'll use that conduit to place that they can then use to turn the camera on or the microphone on.
Could you imagine the crap show if like they did bring it and then that somehow got hacked into and that was the story?
Yeah.
This is why I don't have a Peloton. It's solely because of security.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Security. Yeah, that's
not because that seems like a ridiculous amount of money to spend on something, but
yeah. Wow, that's amazing. So so that Joe Biden, all that money and he can't bring the Peloton into the house.
Does the White House have a gym?
They should, right? You would think.
I don't know.
I thought they had a bowling alley.
Oh, I'm sure they have a gym.
Like water athletics, because isn't that what old people usually do?
Oh, you're making fun of the guy that had the Peloton beforehand. He's probably healthier than both of us. All right, maybe not you, but he's definitely healthier than me.
Yeah, I never even thought to think about that. Like, they have like a little hotel gym type setup at the White House?
They must
have
a gym.
They have six levels, 132 rooms, 35 bathrooms. Nice. 412 doors and 28 fireplaces. And I'm trying to find out if they have...
They gotta have like a treadmill in there.
They got a music room, a workout room. They totally do.
All right.
I wonder what's going on in that workout room. Clearly not Peloton.
Oh my God, they have a chocolate shop.
What?
The chocolate shop is one of the several kitchens in the White House.
Wow.
I mean... That's where they make desserts.
That's really, the thing is...
Oh, that was a euphemism for their bathroom, Rev.
Yeah.
It's mine now. Gotta go to the chocolate shop.
You got a chocolate shop and a workout room. I mean, that way you got it all covered.
Yeah. So you don't really need a Peloton. He's probably got like a trainer guy that could do everything that a Peloton does. Unless, get like one of those like hardcore old school like Marine dudes just yelling at him while he's on the bicycle to get him to pedal harder.
Yeah. I wonder if it's more for his wife or I don't know if any of his kids are moving in, but maybe it's not so much for him. Maybe it is, but people love Peloton because you're connected and you're part of live classes and you're, exercising with a ton of people.
Right.
Whereas, I mean, unless Joe says to Peloton, I want you to bring the trainer to the White House and he can do the classes for from there.
Well, I was going to say, I wonder, like, at that point, like, how fast Peloton's working, like, on a fix. Because that's a kind of a bad look for them. Like, oh, we can hack your bikes.
Yeah.
Like, at that point, they're like, oh, we need to make this right.
Well, Peloton could then come back with an ad being like, hey, I don't know if you've heard, don't worry, you're not as important as the president. No one's going to hack into your bike.
That's the thing, Danny. And let's be fair. I mean, they can hack into anything. It's not so much Peloton's problem. It's just that when you're the president of the United States, they will find a way to hack into anything connected to the internet, no matter how solid it is.
And you hear those sorts of people like getting into like people's baby monitors to like ring cams to anything like the Alexas. I mean, there's that risk of anything. But I guess the thought is you don't want to have the president having a serious talk while he's pedaling away and then, you know, some dude in some other area is like, oh, I got the information.
You're right. No, Steve, that's a very, very good point. And I didn't realize that, yeah, he probably doesn't have an Amazon Echo, no Alexa in the house. That sucks. That might be the deal breaker for me because I got Alexa all over my house. Really? Wait.
I'm turning down the presidency.
Yeah, sorry, I'm not doing it.
Can I stay in Mercer Island if I'm president?
That's how I'm going
to
do it.
One texter says each president gets to add something, too. JFK added a pool. Nixon added a bowling alley. Clinton added a track. And then Obama put a basketball court in.
Do we know what President Trump added? How come they didn't put that down? I'd love to know what he put in there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow.
The Diet Coke button.
The Diet Coke button.
Which was the greatest creation of any president ever, is to put a Diet Coke button in there.
Maybe he set up a little boardroom so he could reenact his apprentice days and just like bring people in there and fire them.
that would be kind of fun. And then, of course, at the end of the day, he was the last one to go. We got a guy who's wiping. No, he's not wiping. He's swiping.
Oh, whoa. Yeah.
Good morning, everybody.
His name is the Reverend Fuego.
Is he going to the chocolate room?
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Chocolate factory? What was it called again?
The chocolate shop.
Yeah. The chocolate shop.
Yeah. I'll take it to the chocolate shop. We're going to wipe it with a mop.
I'm sorry.
Well, this guy over here I'm talking about is actually swiping. Yes, he was swiping for dates on his phone while he was on a date.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'll tell you all about it at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A 23-year-old woman just posted a video on TikTok from a recent date with a guy where she caught him swiping on Bumble for other dates right in front of her. Now, how'd she catch him? Well, this dude was wearing glasses, and she caught the reflection of the app in his glasses.
Now, this is not, I remember a while back we had a story of someone that, like, a guy caught his girlfriend swiping through Tinder because he saw through the pupils of her eyes.
Yeah.
What is people, I mean...
That's crazy.
That's next level. Like, you're on a date and you're, like, not feeling this date. Time to get on Bumble. With the hope you can pick up somebody that night?
I think so. Steve, this instant gratification, man, you're right there sitting there going, yeah, this isn't working.
Yeah, there's a dude who's just... First of all, he's got a creepy mustache. Secondly... Yeah. I mean, it's plain as day.
Yeah, he does. I think she wins. I think just the idea that he's just, that she wins.
I like on her TikTok, all it says is on a date, and then it's a picture of this dude with the.
See, I haven't been on a date in forever. I just feel like you put the phone away, don't you? On a date?
Yeah, I mean, this is when you were dating, what was it like? Stop using hieroglyphics or something? Sorry. There's no cell phones. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve. I think I get where that went. Thank you.
My bad.
Yeah, all right.
Now, it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So this woman catches her date swiping for other dates from the reflection in his glasses. Based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. I knew my date was an idiot when they did blank. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Finish this sentence. I knew my date was an idiot when they did blank. Your calls, your texts after Alice on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. All right, a woman, she catches her date swiping for other dates from the reflection in his glasses. So based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. I knew my date was an idiot when they did blank. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Sean in Bellingham, you are on the Rock.
Hey, good morning, BJ.
Good morning, Sean. So what you got for us, buddy?
Well, I started seeing this chick about 10 years ago. She was pretty cool, so I was like, okay, let's go on a second date. Let's go see a movie, naturally. And so we went to go see The Town back in, like, 2010 or something.
Awesome.
And she would not stop talking or commenting throughout the entire movie. It was a full theater. It was pretty embarrassing.
Did she at least shut up when Blake Lively did Ben Affleck? Because that's like the best scene in that movie.
Oh, that was when she was quietest.
Well, all right then. At least she let you imagine in peace. I don't understand that. I don't get why people, just do that. I guess they think they're in their living room.
Some people just don't care. Because I remember going to a comedy club and it wasn't a date. It was a friend, but she was like would not stop talking and also commenting on what she thought was funny and not funny from the comic to the point where the comic heard her,
yeah,
which led to then us actually leaving the comedy club. It was the old giggles days, and I was like, let's just go and get a drink somewhere else. This is not this is embarrassing.
It really is.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you can't be. Yeah, even I'm smart enough to go, I'm going to shut my mouth in the comedy club because all you're going to do is just be the target of everything.
Right. No one in this room wants to hear your opinion. Only one person cares about what you're saying, and that's yourself. Otherwise, let's just go.
Yeah. It's never fun for the other person when, yeah.
This is interesting. Someone said, I knew he was an idiot when he did the old wiener in the popcorn trick.
Wow.
First date. I don't know. Is that really happening? People really doing that trick?
Wow.
I've joked about doing that trick, but I would never think to do it.
I feel like that's something, if you're going to try to pull that off, you have to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost, part of me would be willing to try now 10 years into a marriage, but even then I would be like, I don't know, that could be a deal breaker.
Yeah, right.
I'm kind of scared.
Yeah, I mean, now it depends on where you do it. If you do it on your couch and Tata trots up taking a nap, that's better than if you and the wife are in a theater, because I think she could be like, are you kidding me?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Vicky, is a second date for you? I know the first date's out of the question, but second date's probably okay.
Second date, yeah. And it depends. Like, was it the good quality popcorn? Because I might be a little upset by that.
Was it the refillable bucket? Because you pretty much screwed over that person from getting a refill.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to refill, so they went a hole in it.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder how many times that's worked.
Never. Like, I'm guessing never.
I mean, I really want, because, I mean, that's an old trick. And I just wonder if there are success stories where it's like, oh, I did that, and guess what? Results were amazing.
But I mean, I don't even understand how that would even work. I mean, you got so many things of, there's popcorn in the way, and you know what I mean? You have to pull the thing off.
In some ways, it makes things a little easier. I mean, that's the one thing. But the other ways, you're right. Then you got a lot of things going on. A lot of things going on. In my opinion, it's just like, I don't want to waste a perfectly good bowl of popcorn. That's my problem.
Although I'd rather a guy do that than what this one date did to me. We went on a date. I thought he was cute. And then he proceeds to tell me about his girlfriend.
Oh, that ain't good.
No. And he's like, so I believe as a boyfriend that it is my right to look through her phone. And I saw she was just talking to other guys. So that's why we're hanging out.
Oh,
so you were like a form of revenge.
Wow.
His own head.
Yes.
She probably had no idea what's happening.
He's like, I don't know if we'll date that much longer. So, and I think that was also like, hey, if we go on a date and we dig each other, you're my rebound. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
On top of the fact that he didn't tip the waitress. So that just added to the attractiveness factor.
Yeah, that would already make him an idiot. How was the second date with that guy?
Right. Wow. No, he has been hitting me up. This was many years ago, like over 10 years ago.
Wow. And he's still reaching out.
Every now and then I'll get a message, hey, how's it going? Like, no.
Wow.
I don't care if it's been 10 years.
Is he still with that person?
No.
Oh. That's unfortunate.
Oh, that's a shocker.
I thought they were going to make it.
Yeah,
I know.
You're right, Steve.
Me too.
Ah, you know what? You just can't count on true love. There's a woman. I got a woman on TikTok named Veronica. She shared a story of an off first date that she had with a guy.
I went on a date with this guy. That night, I ended up going back to his apartment. And when I got there, I walked over to his bed. I see a photo. I'm like, ooh. It's a photo of a girl. And it's like a sexy photo. It's like a girl on the beach in a bikini. And I'm like, this guy's a girlfriend. Like, are you kidding me? So I start to kind of get closer and closer to it and make it known that I see this photo, dude. He sees that I'm looking at it and goes, oh, that's my sister. I said, what? And he goes, yeah, you guys actually have the same name.
Nice knowing you. Deuces.
Wow. How does he think that's going to go?
Or was it actually a girlfriend that he didn't realize he didn't take the picture down? And he thought, well, what's the best way to lie out of this? I'll say it's my sister.
Yeah. Wow.
Also weird. Right? Either way, it's weird.
Wow. Hey, Game of Thrones, thanks for coming by.
You're hot like my sister, and you have the same name.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. Oh, thank you, Jamie Lannister. Nice meeting you.
I don't understand that, but I guess.
I gave you the Game of Thrones first. That's, yes. I figured, you know.
I appreciate that.
You know there was incest on the show, right?
No. Thanks for spoiling the whole damn show for me.
Dude, it's in episode one. Don't worry about it.
It's the big storyline. That's always been the story. You never even heard that with Game of Thrones? That was like the only storyline anyone ever would say, hey, dude.
I just heard there were dragons and stuff.
Well, that was after the sister and brother got together.
A wedding that turned red.
That was big. But you know what? The brother-sister situation was, and also one of the reasons why we hated the last season, because we hated what they did with that
guy. Dog?
The dog?
You said the lassies.
The last season.
Oh.
The lassies?
I heard lassie.
Steve's got dog on the brain.
Did anyone else hear lassie?
No.
I heard the lassies.
Last season. I can see how you could hear lassies, but it was last season.
Weird. I also heard Yanni.
Yeah, you did. Well, hey, listen, congratulations. So far, it's all working. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We want you to finish this sentence. I knew my date was an idiot when they did blank.
This texter says, I knew my date was an idiot when she got a call from her baby's daddy and started an argument with him and abruptly left the date without saying goodbye.
Huh. Oh.
I hope she didn't order food already.
Oh, man.
Well, you get an extra takeout, don't you?
Do you think that the restaurant would comp you that meal if they saw what happened?
I hope so.
Oh, if she made a scene, I would.
Vicky, would you, back in your waitress days, if you just saw, this happen, what would you do?
I'd at least get him a drink.
Yeah.
Hey, you know that drink you're drinking? That's on the house, bro. That sucks.
Yeah, I don't know how I would navigate. You know what I mean? I just don't know how I would navigate because we just, my generation, we just didn't do that. We didn't have that happen where, people were so friendly with the baby daddy and you would be going on dates when maybe you should be home taking care of your kid. I don't, we didn't do that. Now it's people do it more. And I probably would flip the table. I'd be so angry, what?
That'd be so awesome. Yeah. I'd be the best eating experience ever if I saw somebody in another table flip the table.
I'd buy a drink to celebrate that moment.
Of course, like you said, we didn't have cell phones. So, people weren't as reachable. And I think that's the tough thing is, I feel like if you're on a date, shut the phone off so that you can have a good time. Why should somebody reach you?
How about this person said, I had a gal who blocked me while we were on our date on all social media. I caught it in the bathroom and seriously considered dropping the tab on her and tipping the waiter $50, but being a nice guy I am, I pretended I didn't notice and finished the date, covered the tab, and the generous tip.
Wow.
How bad was the date going that she's like, you know what, I'm just going to block this guy?
See, that's, again, having access to that phone, you have information, and then you wouldn't even know.
What a weird story.
Yeah, that is. But see, I'm a believer in turning it around. I really, really am. I feel like, look, it's a generalization, but I feel like women will give you a shot, even if you're an idiot at the first time. Like this guy who's calling Vicky 10 years later probably just feels like, if I can find the right way to show her that I'm not a douche anymore, maybe she'll give me another shot. But he doesn't know how to do that. Vicky's just like, no, you get out of here.
With me, I mean, I haven't been on a whole lot of dates. Luckily, my wife has been with me for so long, and I don't have to get out again, hopefully. But one of them that was really weird is we went to a bar and just hung out, and I'd known her for a little while. And I was like, oh, hey, so do you want to go on another date? And she was like, no, but you can take me to concerts if you want to. And I'm like, I'm going to go.
I really don't like that person. I know who that person is, and I don't like that person at all.
You can take me to concerts. That way I don't have to pay for them. I'll grace you with my presence at
these shows.
Whenever
you have a free concert. Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah, thanks.
That's just, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations.
You didn't take her to any concerts or no?
No, I didn't. Miraculously, suddenly, I just didn't have a line on any free tickets or anything like that.
Every time she hits you up, she's like, here, yeah, you can get tickets here through Ticketmaster.
Yeah, here's my hookup. Live Nation.
Yeah. Call Mr. Master, Ticketmaster.
Yeah. I wish that you guys could contact some of the people that I dated, because, I mean, they were all really cool, but I'm sure that they thought I was an idiot because I didn't get a second date. So I don't have anything bad to say about them, but I just remember taking a girl to a beautiful beachside location. It was nighttime. Put the blanket out. She's there with me. We're hanging out, and I did nothing, not even a kiss, because I was too petrified. I didn't know. I couldn't get any signals. Even though I guess the signal would be she's sitting on me underneath the stars in a blanket on the. That's what everybody kept saying to me.
Yeah, that's a good signal.
Yeah, but I'm like, I don't know, but I still was waiting for something more. I really wanted to make sure I didn't do the wrong thing. I was so petrified of making a move and being rejected. Yeah. But now
it's just your luck. You'd be the one to say, I was just cold. That's why I was sitting on you.
Yeah, I mean, but it was, I just didn't get a vibe. Like, she was on the blanket, we were under the beach, but she wasn't doing anything to make me.
We were naked, cuddling.
Yeah, I wish it was that. I mean,
no, I know.
Yeah.
We were engaged, we were married.
Yeah. You know, you guys are, no empathy, just the jokes from you two jerks, fine.
I'm sorry, my bad, sorry. Here, tell us.
Aw.
There you go.
There we go.
Oh, like, yeah. I'm crying.
You know, when you're smiling, it's really hard. I can see your face. If it's we were on
nervous,
the phone.
It's a nervous tic when I'm sad, I start laughing.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, you know I have seen you sad before, right?
Yes.
And we're not laughing.
Well, times have changed. Since my 40s, it's, I don't know. Things
since
happen.
My 40s?
Yeah.
Maybe I have COVID.
I don't know.
Okay.
Your new sense of all everything. Right. I start laughing now instead of crying.
Okay. I hope nothing tragic happens to you, because you're going to have to come in laughing your ass off when it does.
No, it's just when it comes to like dating stories. That's all. It makes me laugh.
Okay.
In the saddest
this
possible
is a very
way.
Specific facial yeah. tic that you have.
I don't know why.
I yeah, I throw it.
I mean, it's digging deeper.
I really, boy, this yeah.
Sorry.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks. That was,
so sorry.
Yeah. I mean, well, at least Vicky shuts up and goes, I got nothing. I was making fun of you.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Oh, wow. All right. Well,
oh, it's so sad.
At least the music's appropriate for my sad dating life. Thank you. Listen, we have to stop laughing because this, I have to read something that really is sad.
Oh,
oh no.
I mean, we need a sorbet. Do we have any sorbet at this point?
Oh, man. Something, anything, right?
Yeah. Hey, can you... Nice! It's no, it's not nice.
You asked for it.
It's blank in January. Can we find something? Really? Rick, roll me, rock roll me, anything.
The women exposed their breasts and genitals and licked whipped cream off each other for money.
Oh, nice. You think now I should read this next thing after that?
Yes. No.
Yes.
Okay.
How about this?
I like turtles.
Larry King sadly died over the weekend. Go F yourself, San Diego. Well, how can I try to do this job with you morons?
All right, Casey Kasem.
Yeah, okay. It's some dead dog dying. Sorry.
Go F yourself, San Diego.
All right.
Jesus.
Yes, this is a wonderful tribute to a broadcasting legend in our own damn industry.
I'm sure he's had these problems on his show before.
Oh, really? Now I think his only problem is he doesn't have a show or anything anymore.
Well.
Yeah, because he's dead.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But you know what? Prior to passing away, Larry King said that he once wanted his body frozen. You're going to hear why at 7:47. On The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.